Hello and welcome to the Nashville Daily Podcast. I'm Stuart Demick.
And I'm Aaron Pennington.
Nashville may be showing signs of opening back up with an addition of a new restaurant as well as a new brewery in downtown Nashville.
Plus, we'll give you our top five reasons you need to visit Waverly Place.
We'll talk about all of this and more on Nashville Daily.
Now, before we get into what's happening in Nashville today, we would love if you would join us over on our community platform, 615-392-1358. If you want to be a part of this community where we put out exclusive tips, messages, and adventures out on that platform, 615-392-1358.
All right, so let's talk about some events happening here in the city of Nashville. Over in West Nashville, you have Chihuly at Cheekwood. This is happening until January 10th, so you have some time to still get there. Then another thing that's only happening until November 1st is Cheekwood Harvest at Cheekwood.
And, there's good reason to go to Cheekwood Harvest. It may be the only fall festival in Nashville during this time. We're going to cover fall festivals a little bit later on in this week after we're done with our tour around Nashville. But Cheekwood Harvest is definitely going to be your premier fall festival right now in the city. It ends November 1st. And speaking of things that are ending soon, Music City Bandwidth, if you want to catch on what's going on in the live music scene here in Nashville, there are some local artists, singer-songwriters that are playing at different venues every single night that you can watch. There's only about a day or two left of this. It ends on the 30th. So head on over to visit Music City's website. That link is in the show notes.
If you're looking to watch a movie tonight in downtown Nashville at the Headquarters Beercade, you can actually watch Avengers Endgame tonight at 7 p.m. This is the Tipsy Theater. And if I remember correctly last week, yeah, it is $20 a ticket. You get one food item, one cocktail, and a signature popcorn.
And of course, you can watch movies at home, but they're offering a good kind of snack meal deal and the camaraderie of being together watching a superhero action movie, which is pretty cool.
Today's episode of Nashville Daily is brought to you by Screen Threads. If you're looking for Nashville merchandise, look no further. Our listeners can use the code Nashville Daily to get 10% off their next online or in-person order. Find them inside Marathon Village or head to screenthreads.com.
All right. So a few things happening in Nashville, mostly food related. But you know what? That is great news because we have a few new openings here. Hopefully the rise of things opening up in Nashville with a few food and drink offerings opened. There's a Nashville notable chef that's mentioned in the Nashville Business Journal. Her name is Deb Paquette. And she is actually expanding her restaurant empire to the West End area come for the end of October.
Yeah, so this restaurant's going to be called Jasper's. And as Aaron said, it's going to be opening in late October on West End at 1918 West End Avenue, which is right between Vanderbilt University and Cookout, near the Pizza Hut, near the Graduate Hotel.
Where literally so many other restaurants are. Midtown is so packed.
Midtown is probably one of the most per capita, per square mile restaurant district in town. I can't wait until we get our tour around Nashville and Midtown because we're going to be there for weeks just highlighting restaurants.
Just talking about the restaurants.
So this restaurant's actually replacing another restaurant that shut down because of COVID-19, and that was Saltine. And so you can find this on West End, and it's a super unique place.
Yeah, so Jasper's food and atmosphere, Paquette said in a news release, will convey a similar attitude that's fun and playful as Saltine's. In that spirit, she said, we want Jasper's to be a lively neighborhood spot to catch the game, enjoy some great food and drinks. I mean, that's kind of Midtown's atmosphere as well. I mean, Midtown has your fine dining and everything, but I don't think it's going to hurt to add more of your kind of casual restaurant. They said they're going to be serving classics such as flatbreads, burgers, and everything. They're going to be serving firecracker wings. There's something called nachos, kind of a take on nachos, and something that's apparently a signature at Etch, which is their roasted cauliflower.
Jasper's will also have the market at Jasper's with grab-and-go prepared food, sausage, soups, spices, pastries, and handmade ice cream.
Ooh, yeah.
Man, handmade ice cream got me. I'm going to check this place out when it opens.
I think that grab-and-go is going to be super popular. Speaking of grab-and-go, right now there's a new downtown brewery that's offering a lot of grab-and-go options for their beer made in downtown Nashville. So according to the Nashville Business Journal, this new brewery is called Gars Beer Company. It's open on 628 Ewing Avenue, according to their owner, Gar Schwartz. So Schwartz used to be one of the founders of Tennessee Brew Works. He's kind of launched this on his own, and they are doing delivery and curbside pickup with kind of a new service online called Beer Metro. It's a website that enables you to order beer from Gar's Beer Company for pickup and delivery. So he launched Gar's Beer Company in 2016. The company was based on the concept of brewing its beer in breweries with the capacity to produce actually more beer than they were currently doing in the past. So they're doing more direct to consumer now with this kind of downtown brick and mortar business. So, I mean, right now it's only kind of delivery and pickup, but you know, that may change once Nashville restaurants are more open and available to the public. But if you're looking for maybe a new Nashville beer to try, Gars, G-A-R-R, Gars Beer Company, they have opened up in downtown Nashville. And you can get their beer at their site, Beer Metro, and we'll put the link in the show notes as well.
So we're talking about food, and we talk about food quite a bit here on the podcast. And of course, Aaron and I ate locally recently, and I think it was last week. I think I mentioned this restaurant. This is China One. This has become my like Chinese place to go in Nashville because it's like a mile away from my house.
I mean, if you don't have a Chinese, you know you're in a city, and I think Nashville's getting to that point when you have a local Chinese restaurant within like a 5-minute drive of where you live.
The nice thing about where I live is there's five Chinese restaurants within like a 5-minute drive. It's fantastic.
So I hope one day we can get to the place where in New York. Is there like a deli or a bagel shop within 5 minutes of everywhere, like up in New York? What's kind of the go-to for that? Is it what's really close?
I think it depends on the person and where they live. When I go to New York, I hit certain places up, but that's
definitely New York City. It was a Dunkin' Donuts.
Dunkin' Donuts. Oh yeah, if you're thinking of like a big chain, I think you're talking about like more of your local type place.
I mean, it could be whatever.
Yeah. So I had the opportunity to have the honey chicken, which was fantastic per usual, and their
Crab rangoon?
Yeah, those things are great.
Those are great.
And it's really like their dough that they use on it. It like is really, really good. And then we had the sweet and sour chicken, which was fantastic as well.
Can't go wrong with that. I think I had the same thing that I had about a week ago, which is Mitchell's Deli in East Nashville. Funny enough, speaking of down the street from you, it's off McGavick Pike, just a little ways away from you. So, I mean, it goes a long way away from your house, but still McGavick Pike.
Which is really interesting. Back in the day, McGavick Pike from Donelson to East Nashville actually had a ferry that would go in between, a car ferry that would go in between.
Really? And
so back in the day, you used to be able to get from Donelson to East Nashville on that car ferry.
That would be really nice.
Yeah, I wish that still existed.
Yeah, I know. There's a ferry in West Nashville that used to take people across Old Hickory Boulevard, but you know, 2020 transportation problems in Nashville. But at Mitchell's Deli, I had one of their, I think I had their club sandwich, but I put it in a salad, which is really their ranch dressing, their bacon ranch dressing. Still, it makes their salads like I crave their salad just talking about it because of that bacon ranch dressing.
You don't hear that from a lot of places.
No, like, you really don't.
I crave your salad.
Well, like, I mean,
I think party fowl, that's a salad I crave.
Party fowl is a good one. I think a good ranch dressing really does make a good salad. Rafferty's, I think their dressing and their kind of club salad type thing or chef salad is really, really, really good. But they have a house-made ranch as well, so it makes a big difference.
Another salad that I crave is it's at Merchants in downtown Nashville on 4th Avenue. And they have a black and blue steak salad.
Ooh.
And it's literally blue cheese, crumbly, creamy, all of it with steak. It's fantastic. I think there's bacon in it too. It's so good.
All right. We will talk about more food in the Donelson area with Explorers Nashville tip of the day.
For Explorers Nashville tip of the day, it's a great day to take a sunset walk around Two Rivers Parkway and then watch a sunset from the Two Rivers Pedestrian Bridge. It's about 10 minutes away from downtown Nashville, and if you actually follow us on Instagram at xplr.nash, we recently featured a photo of that bridge from Omar.
Omar, you are doing the Lord's work with that new drone you got, so thank you for the photo. Now let's talk about the food in the Donelson area, just a little bit away from Two Rivers Parkway and that bridge.
So speaking of McGavick Pike, this is actually on McGavick Pike, and this is Nectar Urban Cantina, and they are incredible. And I had their smoothie bowl for the first time last week, and wow.
How do you describe perfection? It's very hard.
It's a smoothie bowl at Nectar Urban Cantina.
They have wow. Just about, it's Mexican-inspired cuisine. It's locally owned here. They have an amazing patio to enjoy this fall weather with. I mean, it needs to be, if you've never been there, this needs to be on your list before the weather gets cold. It just has to be on your list. Go take a look at their menu. It's great for in the first thing in the kind of the morning when they open up at 11 o'clock, and it's great all the way until they close with their kind of selection of food. So make sure they are on your list. That's Nectar Urban Cantina. Go visit that Two Rivers Parkway as well and watch the sunset from the Two Rivers Pedestrian Bridge. That's Explorers Nashville tip of the day. One thing you also don't want to miss is being able to hear our Nashville Story episodes a day earlier. So if you've got some Saturday plans, you want to listen to that Nashville Story episode on Friday, you can do that by becoming a Patreon subscriber. Head on over to NashvilleDailyPodcast.com to listen to that Nashville Story episode a day earlier and be in the know just one day earlier, which is a nice feeling to learn about Nashville even more than you had maybe planned on doing before. Also, Patreon subscribers get a limited edition Nashville Daily Coffee mug, and you can find all of that over at NashvilleDailyPodcast.com.
In the last 2 weeks, we've been talking about a neighborhood called Waverly Place. Waverly Place is a neighborhood south of downtown Nashville that's about 2 miles away. You could go into previous episodes and learn the deep history of Waverly Place.
And even how it became the very first suburb of Nashville. It's a very interesting story.
Yeah, it's actually an amazing story, and you need to go back and listen to one of those episodes. But today we want to talk about the top five reasons to visit Waverly Place.
So the Waverly Place has a few unique things in there that if you're saying, Stuart, Aaron, why the heck would I want to visit this place? Here are our top five reasons why you need to, even if you are in Nashville, here's why you need to go into the Waverly Place neighborhood and discover some of the things that are there. The first is, we talked about this on yesterday's podcast. It's a place called Zany's Comedy Club, and it's definitely the most well-known comedy club here in Nashville. It's been around for a while, and
1993,
they have,
I believe.
Yeah, so it's definitely a Nashville staple. And grew up with kind of this new Nashville over the past few years, and it features comedians. Come there all across their tours around the United States. Zany's is definitely an essential stop along that tour. So Zany's is a place you for sure need to go and visit in Nashville. Make sure you book tickets for a show.
Another reason to visit Waverly Place, or if you're just looking for a staycation, is the Bed and Breakfasts. And they have two incredible options. One is the Carolina House, and this is more of like your luxury bed and breakfast. And then you have the Timothy Demumbrian House, which
takes it a step above what that luxury experience is probably at the Carolina House.
Yeah, because they have actually event spaces there. So like if you're looking for like a wedding or like baptism or birthday party, I don't know if you're doing a baptism at this place.
Just imagine if you wanted a bed and breakfast experience for your entire wedding party.
This is the place to be.
You could do your wedding there. You could do your rehearsal there. You could do your what's the, I was just at one of these, the dinner before a wedding, your wedding rehearsal dinner,
yep.
And your ceremony. And I mean, there's so much that you could do there, all within the privacy of a neighborhood and getting kind of a luxury bed and breakfast experience. I mean, that's really, really nice. And that's the Timothy DeMumbrine house. There's also tons of history within that house as well.
And we think it's associated with Timothy DeMumbrine, the French fur trader who lived here in the city of Nashville, who traded with the Native Americans.
It makes sense.
But another one we wanted to highlight, and this one I think you need to put on your list as well, is Lady Bird Taco. And the really interesting thing about their menu is they actually don't name any of their items. It's literally breakfast item number one.
It's like you're ordering at McDonald's. Can I have the number five, please?
The number five, please, which their number five is a breakfast taco with scrambled eggs, black beans, sliced avocado, and potatoes.
Which, I mean, their stuff looks amazing. And that's one of the reasons it's going to, I think, make this list is because, as you know, we're a fan of Oscar's Taco Shop. And with that, I love their breakfast burritos.
Yes.
And so anywhere that has a great variety of breakfast burritos, like the Lady Bird Taco, is going to have a W in the books. And they also have coffee there. So, I mean, that's not a bad situation as well. They know Nashville really well. Tacos and coffee, they know us.
And pastries. Like, that gets you in every neighborhood.
It's perfect. It's perfect. It really they know is. Nashville very, very well.
And a thing that I think we need to talk about, and this is a place Aaron and I have not personally been to, but this is the Smiling Elephant. Based on Google reviews, Yelp reviews, and when I was driving for Lyft and Uber, all the people that I would drop off at the Smiling Elephant, I think this is a place you need to put on your list because they have some of the best Thai food in the city of Nashville.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little small, tiny. It's not a big place at all. It's a little small, tiny place. And it's kind of going to be your hole in the wall, even though it's very popular, it still kind of has that hole in the wall feel. So if you're looking for good Thai in Waverly Place, definitely Smiling Elephant is worth checking out. Now across from the Smiling Elephant and close to Zany's, kind of in between the two, there's a place that doesn't really stand out except for one mural this building's really pushed back, so it's not right along the sidewalk. It's called Groon Guitar. Stuart, you had the opportunity to go inside and check it out for a little bit.
Yeah, so this place, I literally had no idea this place like really existed. Like I was like, is this just like a guitar manufacturer headquarters or something? But I was wrong. This is actually a place where they sell vintage like Gibsons and Fender guitars. And like when I say vintage, I'm talking about like 1960s, 1970s vintage, and the guitar is $15,000 or more.
Jeez.
For some of these vintage guitars. It's an incredible place, but I think they have the best website that I've ever seen a Nashville business own.
And oh, really?
They own guitars.com.
Or like literally just the word guitars.com.
Guitars.com.
Wow.
They probably paid a pretty penny for that, but they have Taylor guitars, Fender guitars. I guess there's a company called Beard Guitars. I wonder if it was a bearded man who found Beard Guitars.
Probably.
They have Martin & Company. They just have such high-quality instruments. This is a place if you're looking for a vintage instrument or you're a musician who just wants to go and jam on some of these instruments, you can do that.
Well, there you go. That is the kind of our top five reasons to visit Waverly Place. Even if you're a visitor, if you are somebody who lives here in Nashville, all of these things are things you for sure need to put on your list of things to do in Nashville. All right. So earlier I kind of hinted at our Nashville story release is going to be with a songwriter. His name is Spencer Crandall. He's here in Nashville. And our Nashville story episode is one I can't wait to release because Spencer's done some really, really cool things, include put out some really, really fun music. I believe it was just yesterday he announced his new album called Wilderness, which is going to be put out in November. So we are super excited for that. We're super excited for his Nashville story to release on Saturday. But, you know, he's got a song that we want you to check out. It's called My Person. You can find that Spotify link in the show notes. Also, his website's in there. But here is Spencer Crandall with his song, My Person.
I was looking for a long time. I never found nobody like you. I saw you order up on my tie, and suddenly I want to. Got your name, got your number, and we talked till they turned on the lights. I ain't holding on to you. You're my stay in on the weekend. You're my come undone. You're my call home saying it's more than love. Mama, she's the one. Yeah, you're my person. My heartbeat. My slow dance. My Sunday morning sipping on coffee. In bed. My knowing you know best friend. The steel of my t-shirt. My reason for speeding home from work. My saving grace. My everything. I've never been more sure that Sunday morning sipping on coffee in bed. My knowing you know best friend. The steel of my t-shirt. My reason for speeding home from work. My saving grace. My everything. I've never been more sure that you're my person. Yeah, baby, you're my person.
And that was Spencer Crandall with My Person. So, you know, we've talked a lot about Waverly Place. We've talked about the things to do, the places to eat, and, you know, really the top five things you need to see in there. But Stuart and I ask a very important question. Would somebody want to actually live in Waverly Place? Check that out tomorrow. See you then.
Thanks for listening to Nashville Daily. You can check us out over on Instagram at xplr.nash, as well as our YouTube channel, xplr.nash. For Nashville merch, we have you covered as well. Find that at xplr.life.
You can also text us at 615-392-1358. And for more exclusive content, head over to NashvilleDailyPodcast.com. Nashville Daily is produced right here in the great city of Nashville. So if you like what we're doing, please give this podcast a 5-star rating and share it with your friends.